This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Diane Roberts. We've passed the bleak milestone of 500,000 deaths globally from COVID-19. At this hour, that figure is more than 502,000. Almost 126,000 of them are in the United States, the hardest hit country. There are more than 10.1 million confirmed infections around the world, more than 2.5 million in the U.S. British Prime Minister Boris Johnson says the coronavirus crisis has been a disaster for the United Kingdom, and while the government would look at what went wrong, it was not the right time to have an inquiry into missteps. In Zurich, the health authority says it has ordered a 10-day quarantine for almost 300 guests and staff of a nightclub after a reveler tested positive for the new coronavirus and has been proven to have infected others during his outing. Ireland's chief medical officer says a growing number of COVID-19 cases among people under 35 is a, quote, worrying trend, end quote. Sudan is extending a lockdown in the state of Khartoum by 1 week until July 7th. In the United States, several states at the center of a new surge in infections have taken steps back from efforts to ease restrictions on businesses. Just two countries account for over a third of all new cases within the past week, India and Brazil. The Czech health minister said Monday his country would open borders for travelers from Britain and Poland this week, despite a recent spike in COVID-19 cases at home. The EU member state sealed off its borders March 16th because of the pandemic. Starting July 1st, Czechs will no longer have to wear face masks except in hospitals, retirement homes, the Prague Underground, and two northeastern districts where the virus is spreading among minors and their relatives. People in Prague will also have to wear a face mask at indoor events with more than 100 people. For more on these stories or any of the day's news, please visit us at voanews.com. This is VOA News. Iran has issued an arrest warrant for U.S. President Donald Trump and 35 others over the killing of top General Qasem Soleimani and has asked Interpol for help, Tehran prosecutor said this Monday, according to the Fars news agency. The United States killed Soleimani with a drone strike in Iraq January 3rd. Washington accused him of masterminding attacks by Iranian-aligned militias on U.S. forces in the region. The prosecutor said the warrants had been issued on charges of murder and terrorist action. He said Iran had asked Interpol to issue a red notice for Mr. Trump and the other individuals the Islamic Republic accuses of taking part in the killing. The UN's human rights chief said Monday Israel's aim to annex parts of the occupied West Bank was clearly, quote, illegal, warning the consequences could be disastrous. Michelle Bachelet said in a statement, quote, annexation is illegal, period, end quote, and added, quote, the shockwaves of annexation will last for decades and will be extremely damaging to Israel as well as to the Palestinians, end quote. Monday, the Kremlin rejected as lies media reports that Russia forces offered to pay Taliban-linked militants to kill U.S. soldiers in Afghanistan. U.S. President Donald Trump said Sunday he was never briefed about the reported Russian military intelligence efforts and blasted a New York Times report about them. Asked about the reports on a conference call with reporters, a Kremlin spokesman said media outlets should take heed of Mr. Trump's comments and also said that President Trump and Russian President Vladimir Putin had never discussed the allegations. Meanwhile, U.S. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi says she's asking for a report to Congress about the story in the New York Times. The paper cited U.S. intelligence from months ago that a Russian military intelligence unit secretly offered bounties to Taliban-linked militants for killing American troops in Afghanistan. The New York Times also reported the White House has yet to authorize any response. A senior administration official says the White House plans to brief select members of Congress Monday. Monday, Russian state pollster VCIOM published an exit poll showing a vast majority of Russians backing proposed constitutional reforms days before the end of voting. Some 76% of respondents voted for the package of amendments, which range from better pensions and minimum wages to a reset of term limits that would allow President Putin to run again in 2024 and potentially stay in power until 2036. The opposition slams the vote as illegal and prone to rigging. It began last week and is due to end Wednesday. Via remote, I'm Diane Roberts, VOA News.